the hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Thank you. I think the volume is too loud here. Let me. Okay, that sounds a little bit more presentable. Call it my home. And I did not win the Powerball yesterday. It did not happen. Because if I'd had won the Powerball, it was $500 million yesterday, I would not be sitting here today. Maybe I would, because I love what I'm doing. Who knows? Who knows? But anyway, no one won. I mean, that's what they report. And things, people. No one won the Powerball. So that means it has been increased. To avoid people calling and asking for money, you know. So, they're talking about that this Powerball is the highest in world history, and they're saying that's a possibility by it being $700 million this coming Saturday at the recording of this show. This coming Saturday, it could be $1 billion because people are constantly buying tickets. I'm going to buy. Big, but $1 billion it could be by Saturday, and that's just a couple of days from now. $1 billion. Well, I just hope if I get three tickets, I can win $1,000 or something like that, $1,000 maybe. Three numbers, I'm saying, a three number ticket, win three numbers. But I would want to have the entire ticket. I mean, it's a wow. And if you're buying a ticket this weekend, I wish you a lot of luck and wish me a lot of luck. I wish anybody a lot of luck who's buying a ticket, a Powerball ticket that could probably be $1 billion. Don't take my word for it. I mean, turn on your local news or research it or look it up, Google it. But they It's frightening. What would I do with all that money? Oh, man, I'd probably buy me an island, build my own city, or buy a new pair of shoes or something. But it's awesome. It's awesome. $700 million. What would you do with $700 million. Wow, I'm hearing the reports in the background. $700 million. Wow, that's scary. That is kind of scary. That's so much money. And sometimes when the lottery is this much money and more, all right. You can always look me up on Facebook. I'm on Amazon.com. I have some of my friends are saying, George, that's not true. It's a scam. And I think they're right. I think it's just a scam because I don't think I'm the only one with money. If they was going to make you a book in the movie, they're going to take a chance. They're going to invest in it. You don't have to give up a cent. All righty, let's move right along. Let's talk about some things in the news until the guest rings in. Gun control. Okay, 90% of the 90%. I thought I misread this. Okay, but I ground checks on guns. Now, what I'm asking is, I mean, they can't understand that the majority, if not all of America, guns. President Obama wants something done. He's doing what he can with executive but Congress can't see that they're talking about censoring him. That's a little less than he wants to save lives. These people are assholes in Congress. They just lie. 90% of Americans to serve the American public, to serve us, to represent us. The shootings that go on in the United States every single day. They were massacred at this school. Congress can't see that. This is people who pay their salaries. The people who have given on gun sales to keep those guns out of the hands of those who would harm. The National Rifle Association, instead of being representative to the people who put their asses in office. All of this stuff is in the Constitution, but the Republicans, they mess on the Constitution. They don't give a damn about the Constitution. They don't care about what you think. It's what they want, their party. And you got some turncoat Democrats. You got people in Congress who call themselves Democrats, but they're actually Republicans. They're Republicans. And this is a damn shame. 90% of Americans want some sort of gun control in this country to stop all these killings, to stop the... Nobody wants to take your guns. I've had people call this show and say, hey, wow, there should be more guns out on the street. The reason why these people got shot is because they didn't have guns. If they had guns, they could shoot back. What about all those children at Sandy Hook, the children, the babies who were slaughtered and massacred? Should they have had guns, the kids, to shoot back? See how I don't know what's happening with America. I don't know where it's gone. It's in the wrong. And the Republicans, they don't care. I've said 1,000 times on this show, the Republicans do not care about me. They don't care about you. They don't care about your job, your family, your kids. You're in another world. These guys don't care. If you don't have the money that they have, they don't care. They really don't give a damn. Put it that way. They don't care. And they're going to lie and spin and try to defend something that's defenseless, that's undefendable. It's a shame. 90% of the American people want some sort of restrictions on guns. This is not taking your guns away from you. But the Republicans are saying that it is. The Republicans are saying that Obama's going to take away their guns. Obama's not going to take away anybody's guns. It ain't going to happen. But what he wants and what he's going to do is try to curtail the bad guys from getting the guns, and the Republicans are fighting him tooth and nail, and they're saying that he should be censured. That's crazy. That's dumb. That's stupid. The man only got 1 year left in office, and he's gone. He's out of there. But somehow I have a feeling that his executive authority isn't going to get anywhere, because Republicans are going to be filing all kind of lawsuits, and this stuff is going to be hung up in court for a year and a half. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Because if it is, you know, he'll be out of office, so he doesn't really will not have anything much to do with it. His proposal will be what? Dead on arrival. 90% of Americans want background checks. What's wrong with background checks? Even Fox News' Bill O'Reilly saying that, and he's a Republican, saying that background checks should be something that could, background checks should be something to be considered by Republicans. When we all saw that and heard that, we thought, hey, is this Fox News? Is this Fox News? Even some staunch Republicans are saying something has to be done. There's too many shootings and killings in America each and every day. You can talk about Chicago all you want, but this is happening all around America, everywhere. Even if there is staunch background checks for guns, the bad guys already have them. This is not going to stop. This stop the bad guys who now have them illegally. But it will do something about future gun sales. It will do something for future. Them. And that's a shame. Okay, like I said, Fox News, Bill O'Reilly, a conservative, and how these people that we elect to office in Congress could just spit on the American public and say the hell. And then they're making up lies and then trying to threaten the president with impeachment or censorship because he wants to do something that 90% of the Americans approve of. It's just mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling. I want to curse so bad. I want to use the F word really bad. But this is 347-8571. I'm listening to my past shows. You know, I don't agree with that kind of thing. I am a gun owner, and I'm not going to go out there and blow people away, but there are people who will do that. There's people out millions of other people are saying, millions of other people are saying the same thing. At least we can. Are we going? Is it there? It's a little slow. They're doing some construction. Okay, we got some construction going on next door, so there might be a few breaks or cracks or something. I apologize if you hear any of that within the show. Okay, all right. Welcome back to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Some people are calling the NRA a terrorist group. Some no better than a terrorist group. But when 90% of the people, I'm going to say this again, on some kind of background check on individuals before they can apply, It's just wrong. And a lot of people are saying that to own a gun should be a privilege, not a right. I think I'm People are not worrying about people. In this day and age, people are worrying about their guns. Yeah, I don't know. It's just mind-boggling to me. Okay, let's move on. We got other things to talk about, and we're still waiting on our guest. If she shows up, if she doesn't, that's fine. We're going to keep going on with this show. Okay, my understanding, I think I talked about this yesterday in the show, they're ignoring more when these crowds are out of the door. In the thousands and thousands and thousands, and they are trying to ignore him. So we'll cover that a little bit more later on in the show. Jerry Brown of California. These guys, now he's one of the, I think he's one of the best African American, is because these African Americans didn't vote, and these governors. What are they doing? One of the things they're doing is suppressing the vote, trying to find, especially coming up this November 2016, they are suppressing the vote. They don't want African Americans to get out there and vote because you thought the suppression of the votes was bad when Obama was running for office the second time. It's going to be a mess this time. Majority of these southern states and then some of these states on the East Coast, these states that are ran by governors, Republican governors, conservatives, But if you do vote, hopefully the right people will get into office and represent you like they campaign that they will do. Politicians, they lie like dogs. And I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. Like I said before a million times, I am neither Republican nor am I a Democrat. I am, and I love it. I love it. No one tells me who to vote for, how to vote, what to think, when to think, and what to think. And I hope you like that too. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting. A lot of these governors, the way of a Republican. Now, look, listen, I don't hate Republicans. I don't hate Democrats. I just hate that some of them just lie and do not fulfill their commitments when they're in office. They become bought and paid for. They don't do what the people ask. They do what their donors, the people who are lining their pockets, that's who they are enslaved to, not you and me like they should be. This is why I say vote, 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 vote. Of course, Republicans are going to come along with pockets full of money, millions of dollars. I'm going to say this again, and I've said this before. Donor, rich Republicans, money, money, money does not beat overwhelming people who vote. They can have all the money in the world, but if you get out there and vote, they will not get in office. They'd have been wasted that money. What the money's for? What is it for? Commercials? So, you know, no matter how much money that the Republicans pour into this race, if we flood the polls on election day, there's no way they can win, period. There is no way they can win if we flood the polls November 2016. And that's what's going to have to happen. They don't want that. That's why they're suppressing the vote all the time. All right, here we go. What we got here? Gun control. Let me see. Year in review. And I want to say once again, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. All right, Happy New Year. Oh, they're talking about Steve Harvey, who made that big old mistake. Okay. Yeah.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
Okay, he was Bruce Rauner. I want to talk about Bruce Rauner. He was on a conservative talk show. Emanuel. I mean, he was saying some really nasty things about Rahm Emanuel. You would think they were never friends at one time. You would think they were deadly enemies.
You are now
deadly
enemies. To the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's wrong with this? Okay, all righty. Something's malfunctioning, as always. Okay, we were talking about Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois. He was on a conservative talk show. He was really blasting the mayor of Chicago. A lot of us thought that was unfair because Bruce Rauner, I mean, yeah, Mayor Emanuel is in trouble. He's weakened. But Bruce Rauner has no business whatsoever criticizing Mayor Rahm Emanuel. It's for a year and has done nothing. This guy cannot. No way, no fashion, in any fashion, criticize anyone. Anyone. Because Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois, is holding these kids hostage. He said the other day that Chicago wasn't going to get any money. The public schools weren't going to get any money until somebody or Rahm Emanuel accepts his turnaround agenda, which is to bust unions and try to change this state into a right-to-work church state. He has no gall. He has no interest in getting a budget for this state. None. He goes, I mean, on Christmas, I believe he goes to Cuba or somewhere on his vacation while the city floods. Then he brings his ass back because people are, you know, complaining, where is the governor? So he comes back. But this guy doesn't know anything about government. He doesn't know anything about running a government. He doesn't know anything about people. He thinks he's the boss of this state. He thinks because he's governor, he's king, King Rauner. Why he's criticizing Rahm Emanuel. People say, why do you think he's criticizing Rahm Emanuel? Why do you think he's criticizing Rahm Emanuel the way he handled the video of the Laquan McDonald shooting or the federal investigations of the law department and the police department that are taking place now? He is really laying into Rahm. And he has no credibility himself. Bruce Rauner's rating, job rating in Illinois, is around 36%. In some cases, I'm thinking that it's a lot lower. Nobody likes Rauner. Nobody likes him. No one likes him, believe me. And he's going to try to convince people not to like Rahm Emanuel. That's what happens. See, Rahm Emanuel's in trouble. Instead of him going to Rahm Emanuel's aid, he's kicking Emanuel down further into the dirt. Why is he doing that? Why is he turning on Rahm Emanuel, his friend, his rich buddy? Who is a Democrat with a Republican? And I don't think it's going to work because people do not like him. People are not going to listen to him. This man threw 70,000 children out in the street when he shut down those, defunded those health daycare centers. And stopped. The state is broke because of him. The state is not paying its bills because of Rauner. Rauner has not done his job in Illinois. He has not done his job. And when, where does he get off kicking Rahm Emanuel? A lot of people feel that Bruce Rauner is kicking Rahm Emanuel. It's going to backfire on him. Bruce Rauner has no accomplishments, none whatsoever. He bought this election with his money. He bought it. There's no doubt about it. He bought his way into office. There was there was no mandate or landslide that got him into office. He bought it, period. And that's what he's trying to do with Chicago. He's trying to buy Chicago. He wants to turn the General Assembly, legislature, into a Republican General Assembly. He wants to turn the city council into a Republican city council in Chicago. He wants to do this all. So when Rahm's screwing up. There's no doubt about it. He's screwing up. And this is all this is. He wants this state. He knows he doesn't. And he knows he doesn't have it. So he wants to change it. This is why he's picking on Rahm. We must vote. No matter what your religion, we have to vote. I mean, if you're paying taxes, you live in America. Joe, and I'm your host. I'm on 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, starting at 6 p.m. So you write that down on your calendar. So for 2016, there's been no there's no more weekend for this show. I will be doing weekdays, Monday, Tuesday. You can always check that out on my Block Talk webpage on this station. All right. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Let's see if we can play a clip. Man, let's see. Like I said, we're waiting on my guest. She met.
Let me just say this. While we become outraged with all the violence in Chicago, we've got to connect the dots. It is no coincidence that homicides are up and shootings are up. This weekend, 2 killed, 45 shot this weekend. And all this is going on while the governor has cut all summer employment jobs, and while the governor has ended all anti-violence jobs in this state. It's no coincidence when you're on the street and you're abandoned by the government why violence is up in this city and why violence is up in this state. The governor is a co-conspirator of what's going on right now in the streets of Chicago. We got to make him understand that Illinois is not another business investment of his. Illinois is a state where there's people whose lives are at risk. Don't treat this like some business investment, Bruce. Treat this like there's people who elected you. This is our money. This is tax money. We have a say-so in what happens with it.
How dare this man close the doors on our children? What's the difference in what he's doing now than Bull Connor did back in the day? We're not going to take it, ladies and gentlemen. The governor wants to balance the budget off of poor people, off of handicapped people, off of the mentally ill. Ladies and gentlemen, he wants to balance the budget off our baby. But guess what? Have you ever heard him talking about telling his corporate people to take a pay cut?
No.
Have you ever heard him talk about reducing some of those corporate loopholes?
No.
Have you ever heard him talking about, okay, we have been in the crisis here in Illinois. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's not the Democrats' fault. It's really the economy. And everybody has not been paying their fair share. There's some boys on LaSalle Street that make billions of billions of dollars. And I'm like the governor, quite frankly. I don't want to raise taxes, but I want everybody to pay their fair share. And they are making some transactions that they're not paying taxes on. So the only thing I'm saying to the governor, make sure that everybody's in, including my baby, and nobody's left out, including your friends. So with that being said, Mr. Governor, let us go back to Springfield. You want a budget? Let's talk about a budget. Let us gather the money from the guys on LaSalle Street and let's have a financial transaction tax. And then when we get finished doing that, Mr. Governor, let's develop our own bank like North Dakota. And if that's not enough, Mr. Governor, let's get rid of the insurance industry and have a single payer health care so everybody can truly be in and nobody be left out.
Don't mess with my children. You know something? We don't have to put up with a bully. A bully cannot win when people stand together. A bully cannot win when you're standing with your brothers and your sisters. A bully can't win when you build coalitions in the neighborhood. A bully only wins when you let him. Right now we have a coalition of individuals because we understand what Governor Rauner does not understand, and that is everything is connected. We are connected to one another. Child care is connected to a good education. Education is connected to health care, because you're not going to learn if you're sick. You're not going to learn if you're hungry. That's connected to a good job. That's connected to this state. This is not about one person who doesn't want to turn us around. He wants to turn us backwards. We are not going backwards. This is not we're going to be standing up here in the street, dancing, working for free. This is our state. This is not Ronnerville. This is not Trump City. No, this is the city and the state of the people of Illinois that deserve the best that it has to offer. We are not going to be held hostage. We're not going to be held against our will. Our children are not going to be the cannon fodder to fight your fight. This is just something that needs to be addressed. We want the governor as your voice and as your ears down in Springfield. We want the governor to come to the table not talking about things that doesn't need. We don't need to be talking about remapping.
Right.
A budget has nothing to do with remapping.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a term limit. It's called come out and vote.
Right.
Get the vote. That we need to be talking about, how do we fund those essential things that make us competitive, not only in the United States, but in the global economy. This is not about being a vulture capitalist. Who do you know, where do you know that a CEO tears down his own business just so he can make more money? Vulture capitalists. That's what they do. This is not a vulture capitalist situation. This is a budget about people, the budget about numbers, or that in his mind, a budget about numbers. There's a face on every dollar that's in the budget. And we want those dollars spent on the things that we need to be the citizens that we can be. And that is making sure that we have not only daycare, but many of you also know we need people working night care. Because this is a 24-hour city, it's a 24-hour fight, and we're going to stay in it for 24 hours as long as it takes. So let's stay together, let's stay connected, and we beat the bully.
We are back. We are back. This is the George Wilder Jr. show that you are listening to, and thank you so much for listening to my show. I need feedback. I love it. I love it. I love it. Go check out my works on Amazon.com. It's a lot of stuff up there to choose from. It was hard work, but it was always fun. Always fun. And we were talking about Bruce Rauner and basically the Republicans in general. And now it seems like some Republicans in Congress don't even want us to know where our meat comes from. That's a damn shame. If I'm going to eat something, at least let me know where it's come from. I mean, why does these guys and girls in Congress go against what the American people want? Now I can talk about TPP. That's a bad bill. Even Obama's, he's for it, and he's pushing it. It's about sending American jobs overseas. It is a mess. The Republican platform. But the Republicans can't stand health care. It's not bothering them. It's not taking any money out of their pockets. They just don't want to see people, vulnerable people, going to a doctor to get their medicine and other health care related treatments. It's heartbreaking. The Republican platform on jobs, low pay, part-time, no benefits. They don't care about your job. You've got to realize this. You busting your ass every day to that train or getting in that car, going to work. And the Republicans, they're working against you. Platform on women's rights. Back to the 50s. Civil rights. Back to the 50s. They want to take us back on all of those things. Gay rights. Back to the 50s. Republican platform on Social Security. Give it to Wall Street. Take it away from those who need it, the seniors, the elderly, those with disabilities, can't work. Take it from all of those people and give it to Wall Street. Most people on energy, frack, baby, frack. Gun control. Gun control. Kids in debt, big debt. The Republican platform for the environment. Destroy one well at a time. People, we have to get out here and vote. The Republican platforms for women's rights, the economy, and gun control is very, very dismal. Dismal. I'm going to say this again. You have to get out there. Maybe things happen. Things actually happen. You know, things happen. People don't show up. You know, she may have a car accident or something to do, Lord forbid, but anything happens. You know, people don't, you know, maybe something went on in the family. Maybe she forgot. You know, like people are busy. I'm a busy person. I forget things. So, you know, but there's still time in the show. She could still show up. But if not, you know, for another day if she wants to be on the show, because this is a great show. And I want to thank my guests who appeared on the show earlier in the week. They were great. They were wonderful. I hope you got something out of it, because I sure did. And let's see. Basically, January is booked for guests to be on the George Wilder Jr. Show. And I like that. I really like that. Okay, let's read some more, talk some more, read some more, you know, whatever, about Obamacare. Okay, Obamacare growth continues to outpace last year's signups. They are trying to sign everybody up that they can before the deadline for Obamacare. With almost 11.3 million people enrolling into private health care insurance plans via exchange marketplaces, throughout the last week of December, the Department of Health and Human Services disclosed Thursday, which today is Thursday. The open enrollment period for the exchanges lasts until January 31st. You've got until January the 31st. And the thing about it, if you don't have health care, you're going to get fined. This is kind of confusing to me. If you don't have it, you're going to get fined. If you're making less than what you can qualify, you're not qualified. And that same amount that you're making, it may be too much to get Medicaid or Medicare. It's confusing. Maybe I'm a dummy. I don't know. The open enrollment period on the exchanges lasts until January 31st, and the tally of enrollees have already exceeded. So that means a lot of people are utilizing Obamacare, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing, especially if you can afford it and if you meet all the requirements for it, hey, go for it. Go for it. But there are some people who can't get it because they don't make enough money. I think it's $35,000 a year you have to make before you can get it, or something to that effect, for the full year. Although this total likely will come down in the coming months as some consumers drop their coverage or fail to pay their premium so far during the comparable period a year ago. 9.5 million had enrolled nationwide. So Obamacare, healthcare, ACA, it's popular. It's popular with Americans. This is a popular a doctor. They want us to die quick. They don't want it. They keep on trying to vote it down. But they should know Obama's not going to put something like that into law, especially his signature law, health care. But, these guys are stubborn. The Republicans are stubborn. And like I said, in Illinois, there's 6 months. You got 6 months going to 7 months, and there is no state budget for the state of Illinois. That's a shame. That's a shame. That really is a shame. Politicians have really, really disappointed. They have really, really disappointed. And it's, you know, it's shocking. It's totally shocking. Here's Ted Kennedy. Here's Ted. Or I'm going to try Elizabeth Warren. She's.
I come to the Senate floor today to ask my Republican colleagues a question. Do you have any idea what year it is? Did you fall down, hit your head, and think you woke up in the 1950s or the 1890s? Should we call for a doctor? Because I simply cannot believe that in the year 2015, the United States Senate would be spending its time trying to defund women's health care centers. You know, on second thought, maybe I shouldn't be that surprised. The Republicans have had a plan for years to strip away women's rights to make choices over our own bodies. Just look at the recent facts. In 2013, Republicans threatened to shut down the government unless they could change the law to let employers deny women access to birth control. In March of this year, Republicans held up a non-controversial bipartisan bill to stop human trafficking. Why? Because they demanded new anti-abortion restrictions to cover private funding meant to help the victims of human trafficking. In June, House Republicans passed a budget eliminating funding for the Title X Family Planning Program, the only federal grant program that provides birth control, HIV tests, STD screening, and other preventive services for poor and uninsured people. Over the past few years, Republicans have voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act more than 50 times, including the portions that require insurers to cover contraception. And let's be clear, it's not just Congress. Over the past 5 years, Republican state legislators have passed nearly 300 new restrictions on abortion access. This year alone, Republican state legislators have passed more than 50 new restrictions on women's access to legal.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to the George Wilder Jr. Show. And I was Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, talking about the dumb Republicans, the hateful Republicans, the heartless Republicans who are trying time and time again, wasting taxpayer money to defund Planned Parenthood clinics around the United States, a clinic for women. And I was just told that Hillary Clinton has just been endorsed by Planned Parenthood. Republicans want, they just don't like Planned Parenthood. They can't stand it. Just like they don't like health care. They can't stand it. Just like they do not want common sense gun control. They can't stand it. Okay, Planned Parenthood's political aim said Thursday. Oh, let me read that again. Planned Parenthood political arm said Thursday that it would back former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the election, marking its first ever endorsement in a presidential primary. This is the first time they've done.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
Second weekend in July, and the trauma unit at Advocate Christ Medical Center on the outskirts of Chicago is bracing itself for the worst.
Christ, identify.
Hi, this is San Francisco.
In Chicago, trauma tends to get busier in the summer months. We've had a stretch of some warm weather.
In what proved to be bloody days in the city, 82 people were shot in Chicago on the July 4th weekend, 16 of them fatally.
Possibly our busiest weekend ever.
And more than two dozen of those victims were brought here to Advocate Christ, which served the city's south side.
A lot of gunshot wounds and a decent number of fatalities as well.
A week later, the pace on a Friday night is slower, but soon after 11 p.m., a call comes in. Ambulances with two gunshot victims are on their way from the city's Roseland neighborhood. The first of the victims arrives, a male with a bullet wound through his shoulder.
The gentleman came in with a gunshot wound, but it was just through the right shoulder, and there's no significant injury.
The medical team treats the wound, but soon rushes to prepare for the second victim, who did not fare as well.
George, can you help me here or there?
He's got a gunshot wound to the right chest.
Get another IV. Most of the victims are younger patients.
All right, welcome back to the George Wilder. All right, welcome back to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live on Block Talk Radio. It's great. It's wonderful. It's 7:14 straight up. I've got about 15 more minutes into this. I've been having a great time. I hope you had a good time. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show. We were just talking about Planned Parenthood, and we were talking about voting. You have to vote. Get out there and do your civic duty. If you're living in America, you're born in America, you pay your taxes, you work here every day, you have an obligation to vote. Why stay in a country and do not vote? We have a very, very, very important election coming up in November 2016. This is do or die for America. The Republicans are just, some of them are just plain nutty. And they have supporters. They have a base. When I think about it, I haven't talked about Donald Trump. I haven't said too much about Donald Trump. But I tell you this, I'd rather see Donald Trump as president than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is dangerous. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, period. But Ted Cruz is really not good for America. The guy wasn't even born in America. The Constitution says you have to be a natural born citizen to be president of the United States. He's not naturally born. Ted Cruz, from my understanding, was born in Canada. What makes him think he could be president? What makes him think he's not a natural born citizen? The Constitution clearly states it. But he's going to try and lie and spin his way out of this. You've got some Democrats and Republicans going to say, don't try and lie and spin. For him also. I think Donald Trump has latched onto something because he's reaching for that birther card again, the one he tried to pull on Obama, but now spring. What is Ted Cruz doing running for president of the United States when he wasn't even born here? My understanding is that his mother and father were Americans, and then suddenly his mother renounced her American citizenship. She renounced her American citizenship. And I know Ted Cruz, he doesn't want to hear that. He doesn't want to hear that, but I believe it's true. I mean, we are under the United States Constitution. The guy is unfit to run for president, but I don't think he's going to stop running. I don't think he's going to curtail his campaign or any of that. My thinking is you should be an American-born citizen for any office that you're running for in America, any office, not just president. If you weren't born in America, I don't think you should be president. I don't think you should be mayor, governor, you know, if you're not a natural born citizen. But the Constitution may say different. That's the way I feel. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio, a Wilder Network. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. Follow me on Amazon.com. I'm all over the place. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, are going to take a break if we can get this working right. Like I said before, we have construction going on in the other unit, so that might, that probably is what's causing some of the interruptions in the show today. So let's see if we can do this.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
Yeah, this is the talk of our times. This is the talk. This is a show where you can come and talk about anything you want to talk about, as long as it is within reasons, okay? It feels like, and I'm thinking that my author, the author, is not going to show up on the show today because we got about 20 minutes left into the show. Maybe not 10, 20, but 10 minutes left into the show. I'm sorry about that. 10 minutes left in the show. I'm pretty sure she's not going to show up. And if she did show up, she wouldn't be brought on the air because she wouldn't have enough time to tell us about what she's doing and why we should be interested in what she's doing or what she's about. You know, it doesn't matter anymore. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. That, you know, that kind of thing happens. You know, sometimes I can book a lot of guests to be on the show, and my thinking is someone is not going to show up, someone is not going to call in, and it happens. It happens. That's why sometimes I book people. When I book them, I book enough of people to be on the show in case someone calls off, someone doesn't show up, someone doesn't keep their commitment to the show. So these things happen. They happen. I expect them because sometimes every time I'm having a guest on the show, when I have a guest on the show, I expect that guest not to show up. And sometimes when that guest show up like they're supposed to show up, I'm surprised, you know, but I'm happy and thrilled that they've shown up because I love having guests on the show because I learned something, they learned something, you learned something, and that's what the George Wilder Jr. Show is all about, that we all learned something because that's what it is. We all get motivated to do things that we normally probably wouldn't do that are positive. And that's what the show is about. That's what I'm about. And that's what, let me see, we got...
All right.
You are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on the Wilder Network, WTTTY, the talk of our times. You miss a show, you will miss a hell of a lot. Thank you for listening and stay with me. Okay, we were talking about Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois, and we're going into our seventh month without a budget. Seven months, no budget. And these guys are not even talking. They're not even talking about a budget. We may not have a budget until 2017. That's a damn shame. And this guy, Rauner, he doesn't, like I've said many times, he doesn't know anything about government. He doesn't know what government entails. Government is about the people, for the people, and by the people. He doesn't know that he is not King Rauner. He's not King. He said something about, if I can remember, he said that maybe Rahm Emanuel doesn't have the guts to take on Speaker Michael Madigan, the leader in the House of Representatives in Illinois, in the Illinois legislature. Now, that's him trying to pick a fight. That's him trying to pick a fight. And all the chaos that is going on in Chicago, the killings, the Mary Manuel, he's weakened because of all of this cover-up and all this kind of thing. Rauner likes this. He likes this. He likes this chaos. He likes this, the fact that Rahm Emanuel is so damaged right now. He loves it because he'll have a chance to try and get a Republican to replace him, to get rid of everybody in the city council and replace them with Republicans, because this is what he wants to do. This is his goal. Every Democrat that has a government office to replace them with a hand-picked, bought-off Republican. This is what Rauner wants. This is his dream. But we can't let that happen. We cannot let him happen. There is a recall on the books in Illinois for governor. We should get him out. He hasn't done anything. Matter of fact, this state is in the worst shape it's ever been in the history of Illinois, and all Rauner is doing is blaming the Democrats. The Democrats have had Illinois for 50 years, and the state has never been like this in all those 50 years until this asshole, Bruce Rauner, bought his way into the governorship in the state of Illinois. And that's the truth. That's the damn truth. That is the truth. This man is not good for Illinois. Mm-hmm.
Please.